Well, he certainly will be.
The school building.
Contemporary radio drama with a revisionist twist. This is Radio Coat. Portia, My Darling, by Tyrus Holden, directed by Sarah M. Chichester, live from Radio Coat 24-Hour Newsroom, January 26th, 2013.
All right, coming soon. Checklist. Her bedroom, check. That's the mac and cheese, check. Laundry's done, check. And the girl. It's you. Beloved Portia. My little punk.
Punk?
Shh. Shh. Don't try too hard to speak, my darling. The cybionic interface is still processing all the learning modules I've developed for you. English will come first, and then, of course, Spanish. Although, technically, in the continuity I've developed, Spanish is your first language that you learned while living with Abuela.
Continuity,
precious. Continuity. It's the story of you and your friends, the punks.
Punks. P-U-N-K-S.
Oh, you are the smart one. You're learning spelling so fast. A real, live person at the speed of thought. But it's P-U-N-X, sweet pea. Punks. Yes, you and Jasmine and Brooklyn and Tatiana. I call her Tati. She's my next project, but you, Portia, were always my favorite.
Portia. It's beautiful.
I named you after my favorite car. Smoothest ride. Yes. Oh, you are beautiful.
I am Portia.
Yes, my Portia.
And you are?
Brennan. You can call me Papa, I guess, but maybe not. No, that's vulgar. I'm like your brother, sort of, or a friend. Brennan, Papa, bro. I'm just one of your bros.
Right.
And personality. That's unexpected. I'm a better designer than I realized, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, the phone. That was more Brooklyn's accessory. You're a sporty girl. See? Rollerblades.
Oh, I just... What if someone needs to talk to me? I don't want them to think I don't care.
Consider it. You are altogether unexpected. I have to fix some of these traits next time. People are too unpredictable. Portia stands up to bullies. She's not so needy.
She's not? I mean, I'm not?
No, darling.
Daddy!
Of course. Here, sweetie, anything for the world's newest princess. I'm sorry.
Hello? Maybe. Who wants to know? I'm Portia. He's my daddy.
Okay, let's give me the phone. That's a good girl. It's B. Oh, Cynthia, to what do I owe the honor? Well, don't read too much into that. You were just talking to the greatest scientific achievement of the 21st century. All thanks to the toy settlement, of course. Those bastards at Patel tried to steal my dolls. The dolls that I designed, that came from my mind, not theirs. Fucking corporate layabouts, too fucking scared of competition.
This scene is so lame.
Hold on, Sin. Look. Portia, I'm busy. Here, I was saving this for Toddy, but you can play with this phone until I get off the phone. Anyways, fucking corporate bastards. Well, at least I'm not blowing my money on some fucking social media venture like Mikey did. I'm making the punks real, Cynthia, the toy maker's dream. It's cost me every penny of the settlement, but I can finally make my own friends.
OMG.
Oh, you're sick, Sin. I would never. I made her. I love her. How can you... In a few years, maybe, who's to say? Maybe our deep friendship will blossom into something stronger. She is beautiful.
Lols, this is totes de bomb.
You're twisted, Sin. Just fucking twisted. Why the fuck are you calling anyways? What do you mean, your share? The divorce happened before the toy settlement. I don't owe you shit, Sin.
Nobody says that anymore. I meant cool.
Oh, fuck you, Cynthia. You had your chance.
Fuck that hoe.
Portia, you can't talk like that.
She sounds like a grade A skank to me.
That's so beneath you. You're a role model to little girls. Oh, and put some clothes on. I'm sorry, I got caught up. Here.
What brand is this?
It's my brand. My rules.
Ugh, fine.
I made you a present.
Whatever.
You'll like this. Oh, it spoiled the supplies. Look, my darling, your face in the web.
Huh?
You're famous, see?
Me? I'm a star?
Yeah, I just made this just for you. You have 1,600,000 friends all around the world.
Not 1 billion?
Well, no, not yet.
Oh.
But this is just getting started. Once they see you, my vision, my real life dream, they'll adore you. They'll worship you, like me.
You mean it, Daddy?
Of course, Pumpkin. Of course, but you have to work for their love. No one's attention is free, you see. I learned that too late. Now, my only hope is you, my immortal beauty. Why don't you tell them hello?
Hello?
No, not with your voice, with your fingers. Wave your fingers and let them love you.
Hey, it's Portia. So, like, what's the dealio? So, it's my birthday. I just want to give a shout out to all my peeps out there. Holla!
No. You've got it all wrong. Too many words, too many letters.
But it says I can use 140 characters.
Or less! Or less, my young thing. Make it less. They don't read. Here. Now send your pretty photo and a new message to your fans.
Holla.
Now you've got the idea. Oh, why is everyone calling today? You just tweet, my little bird. Pop will be back soon.
Tweet, Cyberworld, it's Portia.
You.
Afternoon, geek boy. Nice to see money doesn't change everybody.
Get out of my house.
I would, except I feel a moral obligation to inform you that you owe me $300 million.
Love you too, sexy chick 69.
What are you talking about?
Aw, cutie pie 42, we are so like sisters.
Read 'em and weep, boss. The Supreme Court had a chat and it looks like the rights to the Punks dolls belong to Patel Toys. And, by extension, me.
That is bullshit, Lawrence.
Thanks for the compliment on my butt, Jackhammer XY.
Show me the document.
In the mail. Jeez, do you even talk to your lawyer? We've been wiping the floor with your sorry ass while you hold yourself up here in Xanadu, doing God knows what with your doll collection.
Triple X Horn D0G? That doesn't feel right. Papa?
Losers never win, shitbag. That's the definition of a loser.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to gain weight. I didn't know I could. I didn't even know that that was bad. How do you even know if you've never seen me? I'm sorry, I'll do better.
Who's the babe?
Don't you fucking look at her! You're beneath her!
She looks like one of your dolls.
She...
Stop! I'm sorry! 10 comments! 100 comments? 1,000 comments? Please stop! I thought you were my friends! Please stop!
What the fuck are you two up to? And how much does she charge?
I'm taking care of her.
Good luck with that. Find peace like that.
1 million friends? 1,000 friends? 100 friends? No, please, I need you.
I'm calling the police.
I'll see you in court, pervert.
Papa Brennan?
Portia!
Brennan? I think I fell.
My God, poor thing.
Pobrecita.
What's wrong?
I think my heart is breaking.
Analyzing. Hold on, baby girl. I'm not letting you go.
You can let me go.
The gene stabilizer. It's not working. Your telomeres are disintegrating. The helix is unraveling. I can fix this. I can fix this.
It's all too fast. It's all too much. The world's spitting me back. It doesn't love me.
It loves you. I love you. I'll be there in a second.
Papa, you have more important things to do.
Damn it, I made you. I can fix you.
Your child, I'm not long left. I
found it. Telomerase. I'll make you last. There. There you're... Gone. My fortune. My destiny. What the fuck do you want? No more friends. But my punks. How am I gonna find $300 million?
This has been Portia, My Darling, by Tyrus Holden, directed by Sarah M. Chichester, presented by Radio Coat, a project of Co-op Theater East. The cast featured Jack McKean as Brennan, Mathilde Dratwa as Portia, and Tyrus Holden as Lawrence. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. More info on projects from Co-op Theater East at coopthetreeast.org.